Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyadim HaKlal Samach Aleph, and we're learning Simon Tess. Birach al Ateh B'Samim, Iseh B'Samim, is lo yatsa. Person makes a bracha on something which is Ateh B'Samim, and he says Iseh B'Samim instead, he's not Yotzei. Mitzarach Lachzer L'Varach, and he has to go back and make a new bracha. So your mama is not Yotzei at all. V'chein L'Hepech, and that's also true in the other direction. Now, again, we pointed this out. This is different than Brei Pi Yoetz and Brei Pi Adoma, that the Brei Pi Adoma B'diavad works for Brei Pi Yoetz, because in truth, a Pri Yoetz grows out of the ground. So that is true. But over here, a Eitz, which is Psalmim, is not an Esev. It's not discussing where it came from, it's discussing what it is. Over there, it's discussing where it came from. It came from the ground, it came from the tree. So even a tree truly comes from the ground. So b'di'evad a Brei Pi Adoma covers a Brei Pi Yoetz. However, b'di'evad an Asei B'Samim does not cover Atzei B'Samim. And if a person says an Atzei B'Samim on something which is Isei B'Samim, so clearly that's incorrect. It's not true what he's saying. This is not an Atzei B'Samim. This is an Isei B'Samim. So a person would go back and make a new bracha. However, we mentioned before, the definition of whether something is Atzei B'Samim or Isei B'Samim is not fully clear exactly how we define what is called Atzei B'Samim, what is called Isei B'Samim. You have to be careful. If the root remains in the ground from year to year, and when it regrows in the coming year, it grows out of the root which is in the ground, so we had a machlokes before regards to the bracha of Brei Pi Yoetz and Brei Pi Adoma, what defines something as Yoetz. So according to one shot in the Rishonim, it has to remain from year to year to be considered Yoetz. What has to remain from year to year? The whole tree, or even just the root of the tree, which it regrows from the root itself? That's the machlokes Rishonim. So misafik, we do not make the bracha of Brei Pi Yoetz, because over there you can say Brei Pi Adoma and be'evad b'yotze. And the Iker Psak seems to be that it has to have, the trunk has to remain from year to year to have a bracha of Brei Pi Yoetz. So bananas, even though the root remains from year to year, the Shulchan Aruch passes that the bracha is Brei Pi Yoetz. Is that a suffix or a vadai? Is a machlokes. What about over here? Do we use the same criteria for Atzei B'Samim and Isei B'Samim that we use for Brei Pi Yoetz and Brei Pi Adoma? So you already said before, not exactly. So if you have something which is hard, it grows like a Pri Adoma. It regrows each year. You have to plant it anew, but it grows in a way which is hard. So it's called Atzei B'Samim, not Isei B'Samim. That's what the Chayyadim said before. This is the other way around. You have something which is soft, which is not hard, so it should be Isei B'Samim. However, it lasts from year to year. So if it lasts from year to year and it's soft, and the whole plant lasts from year to year, so we're going to call that Atzei B'Samim. If, however, just the root of it lasts from year to year, what about that? So that's going to be questionable. So why is the Chayyadim bringing that up right now? So a person says Atzei B'Samim and something which is supposed to be Isei B'Samim, he's not Yotzei. But maybe the correct bracha for this truly is Atzei B'Samim. It really is something which is considered Eitz, because according to those Rishonim that say that's considered Eitz in regards to the bracha of Brei Pi Yoetz, it's considered Eitz over here as well in regards to the bracha of Brei Atzei B'Samim, because it lasts from year to year. The root lasts from year to year. So therefore, the Chayyadim is saying, even though I just told you that if you make Atzei B'Samim and Isei B'Samim, you're not Yotzei, but you have to be careful, and you have to go back. Well, depends. Even though one bracha does not cover the other bracha, but arguably over here, maybe the true bracha really is Atzei B'Samim, and therefore the person will not go back and repeat the bracha. He would not say Isei B'Samim, because possibly he was already Yotzei, he was saying the bracha of Atzei B'Samim. Chayyadim in the next siman will talk about, move away from different examples, and more discuss what's called Omer L'Hariach. We mentioned that something has to be Omer L'Hariach to get in order to get the bracha of the different Birchas Hariach. It has to be that right now it has at least a primary function, or possibly the primary function is for smell, and then you get the bracha of Birchas Hariach. Otherwise, you don't. And we're going to start to find some details about that Birchas Hashem in the next siman. Meanwhile, have a good day.